Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac survives yet another weekend.
Was there some question?
There always is.
Yeah, I know.
There is always a question. Monday, January 20th, it is Inauguration Day. It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day today. And they have had to move because it's so cold in our nation's capital, like it is in like 80% of the country. They're moving all the inauguration stuff, including the parade and whatnot, indoors.
Oh my.
They'll be like in the Capitol Rotunda. It is just so cold.
On Saturday, or maybe it was yesterday, there were 85 million Americans under, you know, some sort of a cold weather watch.
Sure. Monday, January 20th, we've talked a lot about roller coasters here recently. We were talking about the high roller. How did that ever come? Oh, you know how it started was that we were talking about the temperatures last week where it was a roller coaster.
Yes.
And Kara and I started talking about the roller coasters, and I mentioned the high roller, the old wooden roller coaster, and then she mentioned some of the other wooden roller coasters like Excalibur and then the redneck, roughneck one or whatever. It's kind of a country western theme. And I go, no, the old one, the original one, the high roller. And she wasn't familiar with it, so we started wondering, well, is the high roller even still there? We did confirm that it was. And then you mentioned about the high roller and the Excelsior amusement park and how it was moved from there to there. And then I go, I don't remember hearing about that. And then somebody, of course, we got a couple of emails, and including Dan, the electrical supervisor there at Valley Fair. Mm-hmm. It was nice to chip in and say that,
it was not moved. Yes.
It was not moved. It's just kind of, some of the design is based on the old one.
They wanted to move it, but it just structurally would not have made sense.
That is true. And what we're talking about here is because today is the day in 1885 that the roller coaster was patented by LaMarcus Adna Thompson. I want to say that it was over there at Coney Island.
Coney Island, that's what I would
think.
I'm
pretty sure that's where it was, 1885.
It's really, at the time, a modern-day marvel in the 1800s.
And had to be kind of scary for people, too. You think that the roller coasters today are scary, but even that one, as slow as it was probably going.
Right.
And it didn't have the same dipsy-doos and the loop-de-loops and the corkscrews and everything. It still had to be a little scary for those people.
I would think
about those people in 1885.
Right.
I mean, that's the year that Doc Brown went back in time. So 1885. 1937.
And when you come down to it, there is little difference between the feudal system and the fascist system. If you believe in the one, you lean toward the other. And I'm opposed to fascism as I am opposed to communism.
All right, Roosevelt, he's all in for capitalism. Way to go, FDR. Franklin Delano Roosevelt became the first president inaugurated on January 20th. The inauguration prior to that, weren't they in like March?
I think it was.
But January, maybe it bounced around. But I know early on, in the early days of the country, they were later in the year in March. But January 20th, 20th Amendment of the Constitution, set the date as the official date for the swearing in of the president and vice president. That was this date, 1937. Actual audio from his 1937 inauguration, Neil. And he would have four of those. And
right.
That was his second. So he'd have two more.
Right. That's pretty impressive.
Yes. 1942, Japanese, well, there, of course, World War II. We were into it now by this time in 42.
A couple of months in.
The Japanese invaded Burma. When it comes to Burma.
I'm in Burma.
Burma?
You most likely know it as Myanmar, but it'll always be Burma to me.
And me too, it'll always be Burma. And the Japanese invaded Burma on this date. So we've got our thing with Albania.
Yes.
And then every time Guam is mentioned,
yes,
we do the Guam. Why Guam? From Good Morning Vietnam. And then that, of course, from Seinfeld. It'll always be Burma to me. 1976.
Stretch Armstrong. Now stretching one farther than ever. He bends, he stretches, he ties in knots, and still returns to his original shape.
Kenner introduces Stretch Armstrong on this date. Didn't Brad Paisley mention that he wanted to find out what was inside?
Mark Wills,
that was it. Was that 19-something?
Yes.
That was the song. Stretch Armstrong. Kenner introduced it on this date. We never had Stretch Armstrong, but we had one in the line, a related toy to Stretch Armstrong. It was this kind of green monster that was like his enemy or somebody that he'd battle. And we had that, and that did get cut open. It was kind of a red kind of jello in there.
Right.
Is what was inside of those stretchy toys. Mm.
And Lee was green in Stretch Armstrong.
Yes, maybe this was, well, this, I can't remember if it was green. I remember red, but maybe it was different because the monster was green. So they wanted it to be a different color, maybe. So you know that if you do pierce the skin, then you're ready to go. You know that you have, you've pierced the skin.
Right.
And you've violated the exterior of said Stretch toy. Do they still make those?
Good question. I'd have to do some research, and I'm busy right now.
Of course you are. You always are. Just so busy on that side of the aisle. 1980.
And I have notified the Olympic Committee that with Soviet invading forces in Afghanistan, neither the American people nor I will support sending an Olympic team to Moscow.
So Jimmy Carter announced the United States Olympic team would not participate in the Summer Olympic Games in Moscow. The move was announced. You know why? I think he even mentioned it, the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan.
Yes.
I think he mentioned it in there. There's Jimmy Carter, who we just lost recently, 1980. That's a tough decision. I'm assuming that leaders don't make those decisions easily when it involves all these athletes who have basically worked their lives to participate in these summer games.
While it was understandable, it was no less disappointing. I'm
the
sure.
Winter games in Lake Placid, those were also in jeopardy.
Oh, just think if that would have
happened. Right. We would have no Miracle on Ice. Huh?
Gladly.
Would have been crazy.
Yeah. It went on as scheduled.
History would have been changed,
yes,
and
would've.
I do believe that is, they do portray that in the Miracle movie with Kurt Russell as Herb Brooks.
Right.
About how there was a time there where they thought there might be a boycott and they would not be playing in the Olympics in Lake Placid. On this day, 1981, in the news.
Finally, just before Mr. Carter got to Andrews Air Force Base for his trip home to Plains, the hostages' departure was officially confirmed. They had taken off about a half an hour after he was no longer president. The timing could hardly have been accidental. Once the planes had left Iran's airspace, members of the Iran Working Group at the State Department could take their first sigh of relief and begin formally informing hostage families that everyone was out and safe.
This was the date the 52 Iranian hostages, the American hostages held by Iran, they were released on this date, same date that Ronald Reagan was inaugurated and sworn in. 1981.
444-day ordeal.
Bingo. Let's move on to 1982.
What actually happened was I got a lot of weird people at my concerts. Like, you know, it's kind of rock and roll, you know. And somebody threw a bat on stage, and I thought it was one of these toy bats. So I picked it up, bite the thing's head off, and suddenly everybody's freaking out because it's a real bat. Because, like, on the stage set, like, the bat goes, like, asleep when the lights go on it.
So he thought it was a fake bat. Ozzy Osbourne this date, and his wife Sharon is on the side stage there going, "No, Ozzy, no. Oh, no. We're going to have to get rabies shots." So that was this date. This was the date that Ozzy actually bit the head off of a dead bat at the Veterans War Memorial Coliseum in Des Moines. It's right next to their big hockey arena. I have stood in the spot where the stage was. They should have a marking there. They should have like a little... the outline of, like, the bat signal from Batman to say that this is where Ozzy Osbourne was standing. Kind of like how they have home plate at Mall of America.
Right.
At Camp Snoopy or Nickelodeon Universe, as it's called now. They should do that at that old arena in downtown Des Moines. But he didn't do it on purpose. He thought it was a rubber bat. So he says.
That was a major story, though.
Right, it
Everybody
was.
Everybody heard about it.
And it still lives to this date, 1986.
In Atlanta, they gathered on Auburn Avenue, where Dr. King lived and worked and is buried. The day's ceremonies began with Vice President Bush and King's widow, Coretta Scott King, placing a wreath on the civil rights leader's tomb.
So that was this date, 1986. This was the first observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day, nationwide, first federal holiday in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. And here we go today, as we do it here in 2025. It was 1986, the first one. 1989, we heard this for the first time.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
We're sending help immediately, Mrs. Fletcher.
Mrs. Fletcher, easy now. She let go one hand of the walker.
Right.
And it was a poor decision. So, yeah, life call, as it was called. I think people refer to it as life alert, and I think eventually it's either the same company or a company they merged or something, but the original company was called Life Call.
Okay.
And they were the ones that gave us I've fallen and I can't get up. Became basically lexicon in pop culture.
It sure did.
Did it not? Back
still
in
being used.
1989. How about 2008? We had another premiere and debut on AMC.
Sounds like TV theme time.
Yeah, it's Breaking Bad. Still ranked as probably one of the best shows. Certainly easy to binge. You go, that's what we did. We didn't watch it from its beginning and then kind of hear about it toward its end. You go, we better watch this. Same thing with Game of Thrones. So we binged it and then eventually caught up, I think, till the end season. So we could watch that last season as it was being released. But Breaking Bad, 2008. Neil, ever seen any of it? It's on AMC, so it was actually on
regular cable TV.
Yeah,
I saw, I think, like 10 minutes of it one time. It was pretty good.
Yeah, 10 minutes, that's enough. Yeah. You should have been hooked by then, but you know, you're not easily hooked.
Well, it was on commercial for Gunsmoke, and I flipped over, and then I kind of got into it for a minute, and then I had to flip back.
But you missed 10 minutes of Gunsmoke to watch Breaking Bad?
Well, probably 7 minutes. Those commercial breaks are long.
They are very long. Gunsmoke. Yes. This date in 2015. Those of you might be familiar. We just had the guy who came up with this.
Of America then.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
By America now.
We
dream of a
brand new star. Just had his birthday, didn't we? The guy that starred and then gave us Hamilton.
Right. We did talk about it.
And this, the musical Hamilton, it's only been around for 10 years. It seems like it's been around forever. It won a Pulitzer Prize for drama.
Wow.
2016. Not just a Tony, but a Pulitzer Prize. Premiered at the Public Theater in Lower Manhattan. A musical about Alexander Hamilton. Mm-hmm. And we said the last week, we said, well, why not have musicals about other American government officials. Tip O'Neill.
Yeah.
Gingrich the Musical. Mm-hmm. How about one about Al Quie?
That would have been
former Minnesota governor. Yeah. Bob Dole would have been a good topic.
Right.
Nancy Pelosi. No, wait a minute. They already did that. It was called Wicked.
Hi-ho.
2015 Hamilton debuted. And now let's remember this guy.
I'm tired. But you've been cold to me so long. I'm crying, I suppose, instead of tears.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
And all I can do is keep on.
Whether you're a hitter, it's a 3-game weekend series in baseball, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
No. Most of us will take that out.
Gosh, I don't know how many 2 out of 3s the Twins will have this year. So Meatloaf died on this date.
We remember him fondly. I can't remember his real name.
I can't remember either. And he got that nickname from middle school football.
And then he officially changed it.
Sure. Why not?
Yeah.
He sold over 80 million albums.
Yeah, he did
Bat out
well.
Of hell. Speaking of bats.
Yes.
That might have been the bat that Ozzy Osbourne bit the head off of. So Meatloaf, he died. He's just 74. That was 3 yeah. years ago.
Yeah.
We have birthdays now. Let's go to the surface of the moon.
Beautiful view. Isn't that something? Magnificent sight out here. Magnificent desolation.
Yeah, Apollo 11, that's Buzz Aldrin along with Neil Armstrong. Neil was already on the surface of the moon. He was a moonwalking veteran.
Sure.
By the point that Buzz Aldrin then came down the ladder. And you ever watch that video? That was a big step. You know, it wasn't that small of a step for man.
No.
I mean, that's like a 3-foot jump.
Yeah.
Where the end of their ladder. I mean, you'd think the NASA, the amount of money that they put in there, they get a ladder that goes all the way to the moon's surface. Who knows? You could turn an ankle. Which you'd hate to do that.
You know, with the gravity, I mean, you can kind of bounce a little bit.
Right, there is. It doesn't come down with the same force.
Right.
So Buzz Aldrin, you know, he's still with us, obviously.
That's awesome.
Because we're listing him here at the age of 95. You show us everything you got. You keep on dancing. That's what we do every morning here on the Bob Morning Show. We show you everything we've got. Tank is usually empty. This is Paul Stanley saying lead on a lot of Kiss's songs.
Sure.
He and Gene Simmons kind of shared
it all. Yeah.
And then you had the drummer singing Beth.
That's it.
Whoever the drummer might be for that period of time. But this is a party song right here, is it not?
One of their best.
So Paul Stanley, with or when it comes to Kiss, do you like them with or without the face makeup?
It's got to be with.
It definitely does need to be. Paul Stanley is 73. Comedian, TV personality, commentator Bill Maher, 69 today.
Communists thought selfishness could be cast out of human nature. Russian revolutionaries spoke of the new Soviet man who wasn't motivated by self-interest, but instead wanted to be part of a collective. No, turns out he wanted to be on a yacht in a Gucci tracksuit holding a vodka and a prostitute. Not standing in line all day for a potato.
So there's Bill Maher.
That's pretty good.
We had FDR talking about communism, and there's Bill Maher with his commentary. He's on that HBO there, Neil. He's got a show called Real Time. He's 69 today. We have, oh, it's another one of these.
TV theme time.
We had Fernando Lamas on, did we not? Gone but not forgotten recently.
I think he did mention that several people look marvelous.
His son Lorenzo Lamas is 67 today.
Yes, Renegade, I remember him on that, but he was also on this Falcon Crest.
He was Lance. He was on there every year. But I tell you what, that Robert Foxworth was my favorite guy.
Sure.
The beard and the curly hair, he got it done. Lorenzo Lamas.
It's a good year to be born.
Here he is on a horse. Lorenzo Lamas is 67. John Michael Montgomery.
Oh.
JMM is 60 today. We know what he sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still out there touring and performing?
I think he has shut it down now recently.
He was having some voice issues, wasn't he?
He wasn't able to hit
the notes quite the way he wanted to. And that can be tough for a singer, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yep. His brother's still going, but I think John Michael doing a lot less, if any, touring.
What about his sister, Elizabeth Montgomery?
She is bewitched.
And she's no longer with us.
No.
What about former Eagles running back Wilbert Montgomery?
I saw him. I'm sure he was mentioned or
number
somewhere
31.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
So serviceable.
John Michael Montgomery, the big 6-0 here today.
What is the most inspiring thing I ever said to you?
Don't be an idiot. Changed my life. Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
He is the memorable character Dwight Schrute on The Office, Rainn Wilson.
That is a great way to live. I'll tell you what, that truly is a pretty good idea.
It's weird to see him in anything else just because he's just so Dwight. He is Dwight. He always will be Dwight.
Who would think that Don't Be an Idiot could make such an impact?
Yeah, it did. Rainn Wilson and his battles between him and Jim. The one time Jim showed up at the office dressed exactly as Dwight and acted as Dwight, and he'd put his stapler in Jell-O. It was good stuff. It really was. So he's 59. And every stage, there's a station. Here's a country singer, Brantley Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
We played some of his early hits. He was phased out, though.
Right.
He's 40 today. This is Country Must Be Countrywide.
He went the way of Luke Bryan here at Bob.
Bob, Country Must Be Countrywide. Country Must Be Countrywide. Brantley Gilbert, 40 today. And rapper Blueface.
Oh, my.
Blueface is 28 today.
You can talk till you're blue in the face, and he did.
Or rap till you're blue in the face.
Right. Yeah, there it is. All right, gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We've got some audio, which is always enjoyable. We're going to start with legendary entertainer, the great George Burns, 1896.
George Burns! George Burns, 20 seconds to curtain, Mr. Burns!
I'm ready. But what is that? It's my new act, Gonzo Fiddles While George Burns.
I like that joke. It's a pleasure to hear something that's older than I am.
That's good.
He always had the cigar.
He did, and you know, he lived to be, what, 100 or plus. He had quite the career for the great George Burns. Remember, of course, him and his wife, Gracie, they did some wonderful things
together. Oh, God.
Oh, God, with John Denver. And 1896 for the great George Burns. How about DeForest Kelly? We remember him, you Star Trek fans. He was on a number of Gunsmokes and Bonanzas, all the westerns too. He was born on this day, 1920.
He's dead, Jim.
Remember that.
He's dead, Jim.
Also remember this.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Not a bricklayer. Well, I think they're often confused. DeForest Kelly, he was Dr. Leonard McCoy. We knew him as Bones on Star Trek. Did a nice job. Born on this day, 1920. The country singer, yodeler, Slim Whitman.
For a golden skylight way. Una Paloma Blanca. I'm like a bird in the sky.
I almost like his version of this over the George Baker selection. That was a group that had the hit with it.
Mountains I fly,
well, this is good for sure. Slim Whitman.
My freedom away.
Born on this day, 1923. Fine Academy Award-winning actress Patricia Neal, born on this day in 1926. All Quiet on the Western Front.
And Little House on the Prairie.
Remember me with smiles and laughter. But that's how I'll remember you. If you can only remember me with tears, then don't remember me at all.
Very special two-episode arc.
Sound like
that
she was
featured in. She was
like an angel or something.
Well, she had died, and those were her words that she had written before she passed away. So she's basically talking from the grave, Neil.
Ah, okay. Well, she did a nice job there. Right. She was born on this day in the year. Was 1926. 3 years later, Emmy award-winning comedian Artie Johnson.
Very interesting, but not my cup of schnapps.
It's kind of like Norm walking into Cheers. At some point, you know, you had to wait for on Laugh-In for whatever it was going to be when it was very interesting. Artie Johnson played that character, and he was on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In for years, 1929. And Ron Townsend, he was a original member of the great group The Fifth Dimension.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
I like to ride in the Paloma Blanca.
How about a beautiful balloon? Not a big balloon guy. I don't know that I'd do
I've
it.
I've never been up in a balloon.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm afraid of heights. The old, 20 years
that
ago,
do
I'd
it.
Have done it probably. But now, I tip easily. Ron Townsend there, 1933. Jim, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
It's a Bob-a-thon, no repeat work day. Starting out, very important, that leadoff spot. Give it away. George Strait, mm-hmm. Reckless by Alabama, or Mel McDaniel and Stand Up.
Let's do Mel. I like that.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany.